We pause for a moment of conversation with those who are newest among us. Oh, others and all others, please listen in. In the hearing of the Dominical teaching about humility and generosity read a moment ago, we find our gospel announcement today particularly, not exclusively, but especially for the class of 2017. We say a word, a personal word, a word of welcome to you on this rainy Sunday morning. It reminds us of the old hymn, "'Tis a gift to be loving, 'tis the best gift of all. Like a gentle rain, love blesses as it falls. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, it will be in a valley of love and delight. When true, simplicity is gain. To bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight. Till by turning, turning, we come round right." We welcome you especially if you've come from farther away, especially if you've come from those places that are rather farther from the seacoast. Many of us come from freshwater lakes and plains and places where the salt sea breeze is far less common. You are blessed then to be so close to the ocean and the ocean view. Take a day, one day a month, for every month of every year that you are here, once a month, promise yourself, "I will go north or south and walk the sandy beaches of the Atlantic coast. I'll never be so close," many of you will say, "and I'll take one day and walk along." You have the gift of not being trapped in habit. Habit has not, for those of you who come from points of fresh water and plains, habit has not yet dulled your ear to the great rolling of the surf, not blinded your eye to the beauty of the troughs and peaks of its tide, has not muted the praise that you can give for this great ocean view along the coast here. One day you may go to Salisbury, one day up into Maine, one day to the south. One day you may find yourself in Hyannisport. There you'll find a memorial to our president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, whose death we will mark some 50 years later this autumn, this November. There is a beautiful circular marble memorial in front of the ocean, that same salt breeze, and a simple saying, "I believe that America should set sail and not lie still in the harbor." We believe that you should set sail and not lie still in the harbor. Take that one day a month in the months and the years to come. We hope and pray those gathered among you and with you today, class of 2017, that the sails of your frigate, your ship, the mainsail and the jib and the spinnaker and all will be filled with ruach, with the spirit, the breath of God, particularly in two special ways named today in the reading of Holy Scripture. This, after all, at Marsh Chapel and in religious life and here at Boston University, is our calling, our service among you. That is, first, we trust that the breath of the divine carrying you along will be filled with a sense of mystery, with a sense of mystery, with a sense of wonder, with a remembrance, as Chesterton said, that the world does not lack for wonders, but only for a sense of wonder. May that salt sea breeze carrying a sense of wonder carry you forward. There are many others here to help you, 6 university chaplains, 22 campus ministers, 24 religious life groups, the leadership of the university, the president's office, the dean of students' office, all here, 16 worship services in this building every week, 2,500 people using it every week. Sometimes, though, I think the best thing we do in religious life is nothing. That is, We open the door and we provide the chapel, and people come in and sit. Maybe they're praying, perhaps they're studying, sometimes they're sleeping, but the best thing we offer is a place to be in a sense of wonder, of the expanse, as Erasim Kohak once said, the embers and the stars all about us. We had a Jewish student who some years ago at a party said famously, memorably, "I've been involved in religious life because I want to make sure that my memories of college are not disconnected from my tradition, my faith, my family, what I hold most dear." Once at Yale at a meeting, a professor, famous professor there, came and asked me about a religious life group on campus that he hadn't heard of. He was concerned. He had grown up and taught his children to be a certain denomination, and his daughters had gone to another, and when I explained to him the role and value of this other group, he was reassured. But I asked him, "Why is she attending?" And he said, "She found there in this fellowship a group of people, young women and men, who were interested, as she was, in a balanced, healthy life. Maybe a little bit of adventure, but also a little measure of prudence. We want you to go from this place some years, 4 years later, filled with a sense of mystery and abiding appreciation of and for wonder. May you maximize mystery and history and minimize, wherever you can, debt and regret." You know, 10 years ago, the national level of student debt was $204 billion. Today, that's $1.2 trillion. Now, investment is good, especially in good things like education, but we need to be careful, don't we, about how much debt we carry forward. Likewise with regret. Few of us get through life without a few moments that we wish we had done differently, when that radar of, we can call it conscience, went off, and mostly we listened and sometime we didn't. That's part of being human. But we want to help minimize the level of regret. We trust that the boat upon which you're sailing is going to be filled in its full to its full with the breath of God and a sense of mystery. We also, in the spirit of Luke 14 and its emphasis on humility and generosity, hope and trust that your sails will be full of a growing appreciation for history. The historians, the professors of history in our midst would celebrate and affirm such, that you come after many others before you, and it's wonderful. All the way back to the founding of the university in 1839 by John Dempster, a Methodist preacher. And its 10 presidents since 1869, Warren and Huntington and Merlin and Marsh and Case and Chris Janer and Silber and Wessling and Cobanian and today President Robert A. Brown. You know that you come in a lineage, a sense of history. Boston University is a place that understands itself by who it has included over the years, not by who it has excluded, but by who it has included. This is your name in history. Children of the poor, children of the working poor, children of immigrants, children of former slaves, children of people of color, children of religious traditions when it wasn't always easy to do so for some, children of women, and today in our age, those who are connected with families, otherwise abled, gay and lesbian families, and especially the internationals among us. We have particular things for you today. We are here imbued with a certain history, and we trust that your sails will be full of that sense of history, as this past week when we remembered our famous alumnus Martin Luther King, whose monument greets you today. We remembered him last Sunday. We remembered him on Wednesday. We remembered him, many of us who traveled to Washington this past week. He dreamed of a day on the red hills of Georgia when the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slaveholders would sit down at a table of brotherhood. King, a preacher. King, a personalist. King, a prophet able to combine a capacity for solidarity to a cause with a capacity for community into a future. We trust that your sails will be full with a sense of abiding history and an appreciation thereof and thereby. That is, we trust and hope that as these years go by and as you take your monthly walk down to the seacoast and see the tide and hear its crash, you will be imbued more deeply and more fully by that great deep with a sense of mystery and a sense of history. We had some time ago a teacher here by the name of Harold Beck, who remembered one day when a 95-year-old graduate had returned to the school, and the graduate was asked to say a word right at this pulpit, and Beck feared for the length of the comments this 95-year-old might make. You know, when you're listening to a sermon as you are now, you wonder, just how long is this going on? Well, it's almost finished. The man stood and said very simply, "I'm grateful to my university, which set me free without setting me adrift." 4 years hence, we trust that you will be set free without being set adrift. That with the Apostle Paul, you will be able to let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast what is good, love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor, never lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in your hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, and practice hospitality. Class of 2017, gathered company and community, one and all, let us this Lord's Day, Matriculation Sunday 2013, have the spirit to set sail. Will you pray with me? Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we step forward into this new season, may we walk together, aware of those who have come before us back to 1839, and those too who lived a dream before us back in 1963. As we set foot in this new semester, a small step for each individual, but a giant one for a class of 3,800. Help us to carry with us a humble gratitude for those parents and others who helped launch us, who have guided our trajectory thus far, and who have funded our freedom here. As we walk together soon under the leaves of autumn and another year, let us say a quiet word in prayer for those in Boston who knew real loss this past April, who knew pain then and fear then, damage then and death then, here in Boston, just a few months ago, under the bright buds of springtime. As we lean in and lean forward into this open new range of experience, a year of learning, the promise, privilege, gift, joy of another year of learning, let us do so with measured steps, steps that keep the rhythm of health, follow the trail of goodness, balance the left foot of adventure with the right foot of prudence. As we sally forth, dear Lord, may we walk together, neither racing ahead nor lagging behind, but running together the race that is set before us, watching for kindness to receive and kindness to share and kindness for others during the quest for learning, virtue, and piety. O Lord, bless us this year, we pray, with this spirit of remembrance, gratitude, compassion, prudence, and kindness. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.